It's a well-known fact, Elspeth was saying, that Hamilton always takes a wee tour round the park between 5 and 6 o'clock. Now, Harriet, our plan is that we bump into him, as though by chance, and then in the course of conversation we can talk him into making sure that Ned's painting is shifted. We won't let him leave the park until he's agreed to do what we want. I shall sit on him if necessary. Although this does not strike me as an advisable course of action, it would have been impolite to suggest as much, and so I simply looked thoughtful, as though giving full consideration to what she had outlined. "If all else fails," cried Elspeth to her son, "you must put the man in his place. Tell him he's an old fool. Tell him he's a pompous, overrated, fat, bald-pated, snobbish old nincompoop." "Yes," said Ned with a smile, "that would certainly win him over. And while you're at it, dear, should you not insist that your pond picture be displayed somewhere that everyone will see it? Why not move it out of that gallery altogether? Hardly anybody goes in there." "That is the British Sale Gallery," said Ned kindly. "The painting has to be in there, Mother, since it's on sale, not on loan, and it's classified as British." Elspeth dismissed these trifling details with a wave of her arm. "But it hasn't sold, dear, because it's in such a terrible location. They should put it next to that picture of Balaclava. Everybody stops to look at that one. If your pond painting were beside it, then all the visitors queuing to see Balaclava would be forced to stare at your picture while they waited in line." "How gratifying," said Ned evenly, "to think of them being forced."